USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Chicago's coming out of another violent, deadly weekend. Police say 57 people were shot, five of them killed since Friday night. The violence ramping up sharply between Saturday night and Sunday morning when 18 people were shot. Moments ago, we told you that National Security Advisor John Bolton's in the Middle East. Yesterday, he met there with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says Iran was the big topic of discussion.
How to continue to roll back Iran's aggression in the region and to make sure that they never have a nuclear weapon.
Democratic congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez catching a lot of heat for barring media from two town hall events she held in New York that were otherwise open to the public. The candidate, who upset 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley in the June primary, had staff keep reporters out of the events in Queens yesterday and in the Bronx last Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American military helicopter crash in Iraq today leaves at least one U.S.-led coalition member dead and a number of others injured. There's no word on the nationality of the person killed, but officials say the helicopter was conducting what they call a partnered counterterrorism mission. It was reportedly returning from a small-scale raid when it went down for unknown reasons. Some dedicated fans were injured when they didn't follow directions while standing in line to see the Backstreet Boys over the weekend, and some 80-mile-an-hour winds kicked up. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The storm that blew through Oklahoma on Saturday injured at least 14 people when high winds blew a metal entrance structure at a concert venue onto fans that were lining up for a Backstreet Boys concert. Sydney Stavanoa was there.
We saw that the sign had fallen over on top of people, and they actually had to get a forklift to lift the sign off of them to get them out from underneath it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the movie Crazy Rich Asians is number one at the box office with just over $25 million in its first week in North American theaters. Coming in second is last week's top film, The Meg, which took in just over $21 million. Third place, Mile 22, which sold nearly $14 million in tickets in its debut weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.